Chapter 3. Kathleen and Charlie. Kathleen initially was hired as a barmaid in McMeekin. She wasn't shunned because she had just been released from prison. Lots of paroled inmates looked for work in the little towns around Moundsville, and there were always prospective employers willing to give them a chance at a fresh start. But Kathleen didn't stay in the area long. She may have been unsettled by proximity to the penitentiary where Luther was still incarcerated. Within weeks, she and 8-year-old Charlie moved to Charleston. Van Watson hired Kathleen as a clerk at his grocery store. Van's never closed market. Watson felt sorry for his new employee and her small son. They didn't appear to have any friends, so he sometimes invited them to dinner with his family. It was the kind of low-key job and understanding boss that Kathleen needed to readjust to normal society, but Charlie immediately began causing problems. He was enrolled in a local elementary school, but seldom stayed in class. Kathleen had to be at work. She couldn't walk him to school and then stand guard outside his room to make certain he didn't sneak away. Charlie compounded his mother's frustration by showing up at the grocery during the days that he played hooky, asking for candy, and often buying some with pennies he apparently cadged from store customers. One of the first things Kathleen noticed when she reunited with her son was that he tried to manipulate everyone, especially women. She realized that his interest in people was dictated by what they might be able to do for him. When he wanted to be, no one was more charming or persuasive than little Charlie. Kathleen had other problems besides concern for her son. Dancing and drinking still appealed to her. After working all day, she wanted to have some fun. It was hard finding someone responsible to keep Charlie when she went out, as she did most nights. Kathleen was still only 24. The lure of nightlife often overwhelmed her maternal instincts. Charlie ended up stashed with a series of questionable babysitters. Kathleen felt guilty about it, but she left him anyway. Carousing wasn't Kathleen's only activities on these bar-hopping nights. She was on the hunt for a husband. Hard knocks had diminished her teenage belief in true love and living happily ever after. But Kathleen...